Every year, Welsh rivers are stocked with hundreds of thousands of fish, a practice that's been commonplace for decades. But now the future of rearing and stocking salmon is under review. Natural Resources Wales is consulting on closing three of its hatcheries at Merdi, Mawddach and Clywedog, and converting a fourth at Cynrig near Brecon into a freshwater fisheries research centre. The organisation says there's evidence to suggest the current practice is not effective. Charlotte Dubensky reports.
So you can see two little dots in the eggs, and that's the eyes of the salmon. See, and once it gets to that stage, you can move the eggs, you can wash them, count them.
Nestled deep in the Brecon Beacons National Park, Llynyfan Trout and Salmon Hatchery has been operational for almost 20 years. As owner Viv Bradshaw shows me around, he tells me fish reared in a hatchery often have a better start in life.
When the hen fish have returned and been captured again, they've found that the actual hatchery hens are producing more eggs than the wild hens. The reason seems to be that they get a better start in life. You know, if they get a good start when they're young, then that sees them through for the rest of their lives.
Viv says the consultation currently being carried out by Natural Resources Wales means hatcheries like this one at Llynyfan are under threat. Kerry Davis from NRW explains why they are undertaking this review.
We've looked at over 100 pieces of research, which all seem to be suggesting this is no longer the best way forward. The research has been undertaken over the past 5 to 10 years and seems to be suggesting that by introducing hatchery salmon into the river system, they don't have as good survival rate into adulthood, but also there's a potential for them to impact the wild salmon populations. So we've proposed that we discontinue salmon stocking in Wales and close our hatcheries so that we can concentrate on doing other activities to promote salmon stocks in Wales, which will include things like habitat restoration, water quality improvements and removal of barriers to migration.
This is the Skiffwen, and it's typical of some of the Wye tributaries. Now, for many years, a whole series of timber jams and blockages, it stopped fish going up here. And what we've done is we've enabled fish to repopulate the whole of the next mile and a half where there is a really big set of waterfalls and they can't get over.
Habitat restoration is already underway in parts of Wales. I've come now to a tributary which runs into the River Wye to see some of the work that's being done here.
Dr. Stephen Marshmith, I'm the Executive Director of the Wye and Us Foundation. Our organisation is trying to restore the fisheries and the environment and with it the economy that goes with migratory fishing in the whole of the Wye and the Usk.
You've welcomed the review into the use of hatcheries. Why is that?
We've been dying for this to happen. It's very questionable whether hatcheries actually work. And when I say actually work, of course, if you stick fish in, you'll get fish back. But do they do it better than fish do in the wild? And if they're not doing it better in the wild, is it for some other reason? A barrier, water pollution, or something like that? Because if that's the case, that's what we should be sorting out.
Stephen Marsh-Smith says the use of hatcheries has also caused genetic issues within the salmon population.
The scientists will tell you too much inbreeding and various genetic problems result from hatcheries. You're pairing fish that might not normally have paired. Each fish is very specific to its own tributary and the characteristics of that. So you might inadvertently be taking a fish that wants to spawn down at Hereford in an almost chalk stream down there with a salmon that's capable of surviving the acidity at the top. Clearly a mismatch, and that's a very simplistic version of it.
We come to a tank here. Got an automatic feeder on it.
Back at the hatchery at Llynyfan, I put that question to owner Viv Bradshaw.
Yes, you've got to be careful to some extent as to what you breed with. If you're taking fish from the wild and they're healthy and fit to start with, we've got scientists now in Swansea University actually telling us which males we should cross with which females to get the fittest fish. And that, like the stocking of fish at a younger age, is all beneficial for the river systems.
Natural Resources Wales also says the research shows that stocking doesn't work. and that there are better ways to increase the population of salmon in our rivers. What's your response to that?
I suppose I go back to the days of the Kielder. Peter Gray, who was the manager on the Kielder hatchery, we had the River Tyne, which was almost devoid of salmon. And that man made the Tyne into the best salmon river in the whole of England and Wales. In fact, the rod catch on the Tyne these days is more than all the salmon that are caught in all the Welsh rivers together. Now, that's one river. And that's the only river where you can say that there's been a consistent stocking scheme for the last 40 years.
This consultation is not just looking at potentially closing the hatcheries, but also stopping third-party hatcheries such as yourselves from operating. What impact do you think that will have on salmon stocks?
Self-evident what's going to happen. I think in 2 or 3 years' time, we stop stocking. The next thing we'll see on the horizon is mandatory catch and release, without a doubt.
That view, though, is disputed by Stephen Marsh-Smith.
I don't think that's going to be the case, actually, because when you take fish out of the river to go to your hatchery, you're depleting somewhere else, and that's the part of the equation that nobody does the sums for. Immediate benefits just by leaving the fish in the river.
It's clear opinion is divided on this issue, and it's likely to remain so. The consultation over the future of salmon stocking in Welsh rivers is open until May 27th. If the proposals go ahead and the hatcheries close, it still could be many years before the impact that has on the number of salmon in our rivers can be assessed.